Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, doing our Bet 365 triple option feature right now. Guys, I am happy to be talking about a new award coming to the NFL. NFL Executive Vice President of Football Operations Troy Vincent announced today that the league's introducing the Protector of the Year Award. That's going to be given to the players, the top offensive linemen in the league. The winner of the Protector of the Year Award will be determined by a committee of some pretty good former NFL offensive linemen. Will Shields, Andrew Whitworth, Jason Kelsey, LaCharles Bentley, Sean O'Hara, Orlando Pace, retired players who are going to take part in this selection process. Not enough love is given to the offensive linemen, so I'm glad there's an award coming for them.
Well, Protector of the Year, how about Protector and Pancake? I mean, because a Protector means like that you, like a dancing bear and you're a good pass protector. But the combination, to me, it has to be I'm a dominant run blocker and pass protector.
Also flattening guys.
Because a protector sounds too soft. You know, I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like the Pancake Award, offensive line. Wouldn't that sound more sexy? I don't know, Pancake.
We should put you on the committee.
Like when you put somebody on their neck. I mean, now you don't have to do that in the NFL chicken fight. You just have to occupy your defensive player because you want to be an outstanding pass protector, but you also want to be able to, we can run right behind that cat because he's kicking that dude's behind, right in front of him. So that sounds to me too soft, like protector. I mean, how about Dominator or something?
Yeah, I like the Pancake Block Award for sure.
Yeah, but you know, that's not politically correct. I don't know, Protector. Is it protecting the quarterback? I mean, you know, let's put a dress on him. You can't hit him and take him to the ground anymore.
Well, at least some love coming to O-line.
Yeah, exactly. They need a lot of love coming to the O-line because I'm telling you, the game has not changed, even though we well into the 21st century, that the game has not changed where it's still won in the trenches.
Right.
Offensive and defensive line. You know, the Saints cannot be one before last against stopping the run. That ain't good. No, we got to get back to where we were stopping the run in the top five, then you have a fighting chance to get the double-digit wins.
Now, from the football field, I know your triple option. You want to go to the racetrack.
Oh, no, this is intriguing because I like crowds. I like a festive atmosphere. You know, when you got draft fest, you got jazz fest, you got French Quarter fest. We got a festival every time, every weekend here in the Big Easy. But I like this crowd. This is on my bucket list. I've never been there. I've been to Daytona 500. You know, I want to go to the Kentucky Derby. You know, you and I were talking about that.
Right.
But the Indy 500, Indianapolis 500, you know, I don't know, Abel, what is, but announced their first sellout since 2016. No, people don't care about racing. I actually watch sometimes on a world scale. You go around the world, Formula One. And all that. You look at Ferrari and all that, the whole thing. And,
got a Brad Pitt movie coming out soon.
And the Red Bull and all. You look at all the McLaren, all the competition there. But you look at the Indianapolis 500 has sold out its grandstands. Now, you're talking about a stadium. Because, you know, I like massive stadiums. You know, you're playing before 100,000
right,
people.
Impressive venue.
You look at Tiger Stadium. Like 100,000. You look at all the biggest venues. I was just... you know, I'm telling you, so I was just in Athens, the first modern-day Olympics. It looks like the Horseshoe, Ohio State, but I think it held like 70,000 where they had that. So I said, look at it. The people have always wanted to be entertained, whether it's gladiators, we're the modern-day gladiators now. So wherever you were, these ancient societies, they've always had stadiums, you know, where people, you got to control the masses and they want to be entertained. And whether how you were controlling them, whatever. But looking at the Indianapolis 500 has sold out its grandstands for the first time in nearly a decade. And there's no longer, remember the old TV blackouts? Oh, no, yeah, it's sold out. But it takes a lot to sell out if you're in Indiana, in the suburbs around there. But the local TV blackout has been in place since 1951 and has been lifted so fans in central Indiana will be able to watch the race live. That being the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the Indianapolis 500. You know what their grandstands hold?
How many?
230,000 people. 230,000 grandstand seats had sold out. General admission, now infield tickets are still available. So they're expecting a crowd of 350,000 race fans, or about one of every 1,000 people living in the U.S. will be at the track. And we all know the 109th running off of the Indianapolis 500 is the greatest spectacle in racing. Now, you know, it's about hitting it right. And the atmosphere, Fox.
Right.
Fox has just all of a sudden got the broadcasting rights. This will be the broadcasting race for the first time. And it's going to be sold out so they can film the atmosphere, go in the crowd, what do you think and all that. So, no, I'm kind of intrigued. Now the Indianapolis 500. I don't know, Will Powers or whoever you might think, or whoever you like, the Indy 500. But that's a part of the United States. That's a part of history. All I know is when you have 230,000 people in the grandstands and you're expecting 350,000 people at an event, I think that's a big time to say the least.
Cullen, you are finishing out our triple option.
Yes, I'm taking us from Bobby's bucket list back to the NFL. HBO and NFL Films announced earlier today this year's in-season Hard Knocks will feature the NFC East with Bobby's beloved Dallas Cowgirls. I know you're going to be pumped about watching them. Hopefully, you know, by like week 7 or 8, you're watching, you know, Jerry Jones have a fit on TV and Dak Prescott, you know, get another injury or something
right.
Like that. Also, you know, the Giants, the Eagles, and the Commanders. I'm more psyched about those three than the Cowgirls. And then obviously the training camp edition is in Buffalo this year with the Bills.
Yeah, usually I feel like it's one of the lesser teams in the league.
There's always that rule. I bring it up every time we get around to this time of year. You can't have been in the playoffs in like the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But I think they're starting to do away with that. You can't have been on the show in the last 10 years, and you can't have be like a first-year head coach kind of deal.
But think about that. The Buffalo Bills are intriguing. You know, Josh Allen. I mean, I want to know a little bit more about Josh Allen. You know,
right.
He seems like a country boy. I mean, he's like a lumberjack, University of Wyoming. You know, sometimes you might want to say, I want to see if he's going to open up, be a little more. And the Bills are relevant because they're always in the hunt. But when the hell the Bills have won? They've never won. They never won a Super Bowl. You know what's crazy? They went, now you think about this. Look at Jim Kelly. And all Marv Levy going way back. You go to four. Think about this. As a Saints fan, I think I would take this. Let's say in the future, that in the next 10 years, we would go to four straight Super Bowls but never win. But that means you're supporting a winner. You're in the hunt. Now, you might.
That's some heartache, though, Bobby.
No, you might develop an ulcer, but we already won one. We already won a Super Bowl. But the Bills have never won. So that's why the Bills are intriguing to me, that because they're a blue-collar, they're a Yankee blue-collar team. Upstate New York is not New York City. Come on.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.